Are we moving?
Yep, now we're going.
It's working.
All right, it is 6:01 on Monday, February 24th, 2020. I'd like to call the Village of Alloway Plan Commission meeting to order. We'll begin with roll call. Honnold?
Here.
Dart?
Here.
Norvalli is here. Rupp?
Here.
Nyberg?
Here.
Item number two, modify, adopt the agenda. Are there any modifications to the agenda?
I'm okay with it.
Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion that we accept the agenda as written.
Okay, I'll second.
All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Item number three, election of a vice chair.
I'll leave this up to you if you want to do this. We will literally be doing this again in May.
Okay. Are we allowed to, leave it vacant until May, or does it?
Yes.
Okay.
Debbie said you could.
Okay.
In the event you're not there, we would just elect someone on the spot.
Sure.
So that's, I put it on here, so it's your choice.
Sure. I don't know. How does everyone else feel?
That's fine.
Does anyone want to
be a vice chair?
Be a vice chair, or make a recommendation, or want
I might
to
be rolling off in April, so I don't know.
Yeah, I'm gonna expire in April.
Yeah, I'm gonna expire in April.
I mean, maybe I shouldn't say it that way.
I hope not. Yes.
Let's hope not.
Well, at least that's what Debbie said. She said I need to, I had the term limit thing for how many times you can re-up, so.
You have to take a break?
I have to, yeah, they're going to kick me off for a year.
Really? You'll come back, right?
Yeah, if I'm asked.
That didn't sound too reassuring.
Yeah, no, I think, they...
How many years is that? 25? What?
That
what's the limit?
It's got to be 10.
It was kind of complicated. I wasn't sure, so I just said, yeah, she asked if we wanted to... Was it on the minutes? Or was it... Well, it was the last page of our accomplishments. Yeah.
You should be able to have two more years. I believe it's 10 years.
And mine had an asterisk. It doesn't have it on this copy, but it had an asterisk on it, which was footnoted below, saying that I had too many successive appointments. So I don't know if that's... If that's not true, then I told her, I said, if I can, I'm fine staying with it. But she said no, so.
Can we check on that?
So yeah. I probably.
We'll check on that.
Maybe too late now. My wife's already got me.
Oh.
Got me signed up for date night on the fourth night of fourth Monday.
You can bring her here.
Yeah. She's been here before. Once.
And then go out to dinner after.
Yeah. We went to the historic preservation. She went to one of those meetings on a Wednesday, I think, once. Oh, that's
and that counted as date night?
No, that was because we were going to the Lorelei after dinner.
Oh, okay.
After the meeting. Sorry.
All right. Well, I guess, do we want to keep it... Does anyone have any strong feelings either way, or should we keep it vacant until May, and then...
Let's see how things shake out in May.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So that's what we will do. All right, item number four, minutes from December 16th, 2019. If there are no changes to that, and we did not have a meeting in January, so those are the only minutes we have to review. So if there are no changes, I'll accept a motion.
I'll move to approve.
Okay, there's a motion. Is there a second?
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. Item number five, announcements, Trevor.
The only announcement I have is if you haven't stopped by Zamboni, they are open now, so feel free to check them out. They're open until 9, I believe, every night except Monday, maybe Tuesday, but no, it's just Monday. So.
Good.
So they have their ribbon cutting grand opening in January, and we can have a meeting there. So.
Did they ever find anybody for the other half of the building?
I I believe they are almost, like, they said they have, but nothing's been signed yet.
Because it kind of looks right now like they have it set for three businesses. With all, like, the back, is there's three separate exit doors out the back, and, like, on the front, there's sort of three cased windows in the front. I don't know.
But. Yeah, so they did plan it that way. Yeah. But I believe it's going to be one head.
That's good.
We'll be excited to hear who it is.
Yeah. They had a nice ribbon cutting. I went to the ribbon cutting. It was cold. They made us go outside and stand while they gave the speeches.
Yeah, the event that they had, that preview on that Saturday, that was good, too. I mean, that was a pretty good showing there when we were there. So, yeah.
Oh, they are working on a new beer. I believe it's kind of in the process right now. It's their first beer brewing on site, and it's called the Albanian. So it should be out, I think it's a 21-day thing, so
cool.
4 weeks.
What was the name of it?
The Albanian.
Albanian.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like Alloway, you know?
Like where we live.
Like you. You're an Alloweanian.
Yeah, I never had it characterized that way. But,
yeah. Now you know.
Now I know.
All right, item number 6, public appearances. I don't believe there's anyone here for that item, so we will move along. Item number 7, action regarding approval of the 2019 Alloway Plan Commission annual report.
So we were talking a little bit about this, and really nothing crazy different than I think in the last couple of years. I did change some of the wording, but it's mainly just reverting a couple of things. It's something to note that the board upheld every decision we sent their way, which was always a positive thing to look at. We were actually, I didn't realize we were this busy this past year. We had quite a few action items. So that's good, I guess. People are doing things.
Yep. It's good for business.
Yeah.
I'd like to thank Trevor for his work producing this document.
Yes.
Yeah, it makes it look like we did a lot of work.
Make us look good, Trevor.
Good job, Trevor. Good job.
Yeah, I sat down and I started writing down the things. I just go through the different agendas, and I was kind of impressed. Couple things, I guess, to look at maybe is the 2020 assigned tasks and recommended initiatives. I kept those pretty much the same. The only thing I think I added in was under recommended initiatives. I added Board of Appeals under engaged committees. Something, because I'm the staff liaison for that board, and something that we've noticed is maybe that there's a there could be more misunderstanding as far as what the zoning code is, why rules are in place, that sort of thing. So I know other communities have invited Utica Extension in. You all met Becky Roberts. She came in once or twice before and gave a presentation just to Planning Commission, but other communities have hosted events where they invite Board of Appeals and Planning Commissions in, and they go over, you can select the topic, and they go over different things. It's usually a half day thing, but that was something I suggested, or maybe just a round table discussion discussing different variances that have come before the Board of Appeals recently. I know Wes has been helpful on that. He used to be on the Board of Appeals as well as you know, the Planning Commission, so there's good connection there. Other than that, I really kept things the same, so if there's any strong desires, I'm all yours as far as direction where we want to go this coming year.
Will the zoning code be done?
I hope so. I believe we're kind of shooting for May or June of this year. It's kind of our target goal, but there's a lot to do between now and then. So.
Do they plan any other like community nights or anything with the zone code, or is it just kind of the one? And
there will be another one for sure.
Okay.
Possibly two.
Okay.
But yeah, none of those are scheduled yet.
Sure. Okay. I think this looks really good.
Okay.
And I like the educational thing that you inserted in here. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I forget what role we played and continued to install community parks identification signs. That was one of our accomplishments.
Yes.
Maybe I wasn't there that night.
So we had engaged the UW Green Bay students to do the wayfinding signs and park signs.
Sorry, I thought that was the prior year.
It was,
but
however, it's kind of an ongoing, because Parks has it every year, they do one sign.
Yep.
So we can, I guess, take credit for
good.
It.
Lasting impact.
Right.
Okay. All right. Item number 9, report discussion updates from the village departments.
Yes, action.
There's an action item there.
Move to approve.
All right. There's a motion. There's a second. All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right. Now we're at item number 8, not 9. report discussion regarding village projects and property updates.
Okay. And really, I just have zoning code update on here. We kind of touched base a little bit on it already. June, May is our target date that we're really hoping to hit that. So we had the public open house in January. We had 20 to 25 people, including board members and everyone else, attend, which I think is pretty good for something like that. Overall, general comments were favorable. There were, you know, a few questions, concerns at first. I think then the consultants went through and answered quite a few of them as far as like when my property is going to be zoned, that sort of thing. I think the biggest thing was the ADUs or the backyard cottages. There's some concern there. I think some concerns, some excitement. It's kind of been a mix. Received a few emails, mixed both ways. Some people are really excited for them. Other people, not so much. Even staff were kind of split on it, to be honest. And you could ask me on a given day, and I'm probably split on it too. It's one of those things that it does address an issue. It's something that was around a long time ago and then kind of faded away. And now it's kind of resurfacing, and it's somewhat of a newer trend, and we're just not really sure how enforcement is going to be like down the road. It says in our code that one of the two units have to be owner-occupied, but how do you enforce that? So things like that are going to be a challenge, I think. You don't want to welcome people abusing it, buying a property and then having both the
rental
units in it. Some rental units are well maintained, others get neglected. So those are somewhat of the concerns right now, and so I think education on it, keep talking about it, see where it goes. But, I did sit through a webinar, and they talked about it, and it does sound really neat and cool, and I'm excited for them, but again, like I said, it's just thinking about the enforcement aspect of it. And
is there anything you can do with a related party? Like, they have to be related to the owner of the original property or something like that to help with enforcement, I guess.
Yeah, we have. So we're actually just discussing this today on a property. There's a rental, and it's really hard to classify families anymore.
Yeah, it is.
It gets really sticky. And,
yep.
So yeah, I mean, that's a good thought, but because that's really what the big selling point, I think, for a lot of people here is we can meet in place, and you know, my wife and I talked about that too. It would be nice that we had a smaller place where our in-laws could potentially stay temporarily or stay permanently eventually, where they're out of our space, but we can still take care of them when they age and they get to that point. So, and then eventually, then have your kid graduating college and they stay in there for a while or something like that. Mm-hmm. So, it's a good opportunity to kind of age in place, maybe an opportunity for additional income, as we saw that younger couple come in earlier or later last year, wanting to move behind their home.
Do any of the other, like, municipalities around the area have ordinances like that? I don't think any of them do, but...
No, they don't. De Pere is obviously using the same consulting.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually very excited about it.
Okay.
So that's kind of a discussion. Do we keep the language but not adopt it, just kind of keep it on file, give it a couple years for De Pere's, how it works for them, and maybe adopt it down the road.
Maybe they'll figure out the enforcement aspect of it.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, see if there's been problems. Or
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would think that they would have more problems just because of college town, because of the
sure.
proximity to St. Mm-hmm. Norbert's, that they would have, there would be more confusing things there, and we don't necessarily have that here.
Then there would be a really good test market.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They'll have more problems to work through.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Something that I think, Becky, you mentioned a while back at one of the meetings is I think cost construct will kind of rule out a lot of these maybe neglectful owners.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cost of construction right now is really, really high. So, mm-hmm. you know, even to build something this small scale, kind of really going to have to be in on it in order to make it happen.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'll keep you updated. What we're working on now is the consultants are working on a few comments that they received through emails or through the open house, as well as some staff comments that different departments have provided. So,
do we know when they'll have another draft for review or not at this time?
They thought in a couple weeks.
Okay.
We have a staff meet. We have a couple more comments to provide them. And then once that happens, then they meet a couple more weeks. So.
Okay. Sounds good. No? Okay. Now, item number 9, report discussion regarding updates from village departments.
Actually really don't have anything. I think I may have shared, well, I'll share with you that they did bid openings for Public Works last week. And were successful. They came in, I don't know the number off the top of my head, but quite a bit lower than what they were projecting, which is great.
Yay, last year was the opposite.
Yes. And so this year's a lot of resurfacing projects. As part of this, project this year, I believe Green Isles included, and as well as that trail connection around Heritage Hill Pond on the south side of the village. That will be incorporated to the projects this year. So. And then for Parks Committee, I don't know if I shared this, but Parks Department applied for a coastal management grant, and they haven't received official word, but unofficially they received the grant to put in kayak launches, one at Tiger's Point, off the end of Lazar there, and then the other one in Green Isle. Those should go in this year, probably July.
Good.
Isn't there one right next to Green Isle Park in Bellevue?
It got removed.
Oh, because of the high water? It was just too...
I believe...
That was more just to push your... There wasn't really a launch there. It was just to push your boat in right on the other side of the bridge.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
I actually have used that one. It's the kind of the ADA.
This
launch.
Is going to be the...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So that one did get removed. They said it was because of the water, but I don't think they're putting it back.
Okay.
I understand.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Item number 10, next meeting date and future agenda items.
Still February, right?
Oh, so it says for March 23rd?
Mm-hmm.
There's a good chance I'm going to be gone to Minnesota.
Okay.
If I don't leave, I'll come to the meeting, but I'm probably 90% sure we're going to be going.
Is there anything that you anticipate for next month already, Trevor?
I don't. No.
All right.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff out there, but I don't think it's going to be ready so much.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything that, you know, from the sort of initiatives, future tasks, maybe that we could, you know, if there's nothing that we need to discuss next month, you know, we can talk at that time about, you know, if there's a meeting, if there's not. But, you know, if we are having a meeting, maybe there's something from... you know, recommended initiatives or future tasks or something that we could look at and maybe start discussing. I don't know which yet, but...
Sure. I like... feel free, the commission can speak. But if you're asking me...
Sure.
Items A and B... under recommended initiatives. I think even A, like even if it's not just Webster Avenue, just in on top of what
mm-hmm.
the road projects are, how we're implementing or planning for the different items in our plan, making the connections.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed that it just because the street was only being resurfaced that they decided not to put in the recommended sidewalk was on St. Mary's Boulevard because it wasn't a full reconstruction. I was a little disappointed that it to the residents it's about the same because they're going to be inconvenienced that the street's going to be out of commission to not just put the sidewalk in even with just there. Maybe we need to look at that again to say even if it is just a resurfacing, that's still a good time to put a sidewalk in if it's
sure.
recommended for that.
Well,
yeah, I was just, I was a little disappointed in that, you know, just because we're not taking the curb and gutter out. Well, the sidewalk's back from the road, so it's not going to make that much difference on the curb and gutter anyway, so, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Libel is being, the main streets will be all reconstructed. Reconstructed or resurfaced again within the next 10 years. Libel, I believe, is 24. And they are adding, I believe, bike lanes on the entire stretch. Sidewalks on both sides, I believe. And then Webster Avenue, the county is looking at doing a rehab project in 2022. And they have allocated some funds in. Now that's just a rehab project, but knowing what we have done and implemented in 2017 with that GRAVE study, we need to discuss that further. Should we be making any recommendations? That street is in the TID, so there's money set aside for that project. But then even the state DOT is kind of not even penciled in, but they're kind of talking about a resurface of Riverside Drive again in 2026. So that's the same one they did before. It's not reconstructed, it's just repaved. But do we use that as an opportunity to make connections to the Fox River Trail or do something like that? That can, if we start talking about it now, you know, 6 years from now, but if we start talking about it now, maybe we can incorporate some of the items that we have in our bicycle district.
Because it's in the early planning stages, but we're looking at a large fundraising, grant writing, donation project to rehab the Fox River Trail in 2023 to completely redo the pave, you know, and it's in the very early stages. And if people want to be kept informed about that, just give me your email address and we can put you on the Friends of the Fox River Trail mailing list, because we're going to kind of, the Friends of the Fox River Trail are working closely with the Park Department and will help with fundraising as needed and grant writing. And so that's going to be rehabbed, and it would be a good time then to do more connections.
It's good to know.
Could you tie that in the wayfinding as well, as far as signage?
Signage for
just kind of noting the points of the connections in the Fox River Trail, maybe tying that in with, you know, it doesn't specifically relate to the resurfacing.
Yeah.
We're kind of talking about those nodes that connect to the Fox River Trail, just having signage that helps with the wayfinding aspect so you know where you can connect.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, we have a couple signs on Riverside Drive, so I'd have to take a look at them. It's been a while since I've looked at them. Yeah. I know when we made them so that you could easily and inexpensively add or remove things. So, something to look at.
All right. There's nothing else? Nope. All right. Item number 11 adjourned. Is there a motion?
Motion to adjourn.
There a second?
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Thank you. It is 6:29.
Record time.
Yeah.
There we go.